Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Even though many of the young, and maybe not so young, preachers who worked with Paul in the preaching of the gospel and in planting churches are not well known to us, what Paul says about them tells us what the Lord thought of those men. All of us, especially preachers, should profit by examining the lives of people like Timothy, Titus, Tychicus, and Onesimus. I shall concentrate in today's brief lesson on Onesimus. Paul sent Tychicus and Onesimus to the church at Colossae. He calls Onesimus a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things that are done here. Colossians 4:9. Onesimus is mentioned only in our text and in Philemon. Onesimus apparently was a runaway slave who belonged to Philemon, one of Paul's Christian associates. Paul has very high praise for Philemon, even though he was a slave owner. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Philemon 5:6. Paul apparently met Onesimus while Paul was in prison. He taught him the gospel and brought him into the kingdom of God. Paul wanted to keep Onesimus as his helper because he had been profitable to Paul. But he sent Onesimus back to Philemon. He did not want to take Onesimus without Philemon's consent. He called Onesimus a servant or slave, but above a servant, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Philemon 10:16. The conversion of Onesimus did not free him from his obligations to Philemon, his master in the flesh. There is hardly any doubt Onesimus became a better slave because of his commitment to Jesus Christ. None of this endorses slavery. The Word of God regulated it so that eventually it was eradicated from most countries in the world. Paul called Onesimus a faithful and beloved brother. What had he done or refused to do that made him faithful? We are not specifically told about the life of Onesimus. But we know what constitutes faithfulness because the Bible plainly teaches what God requires of us. We must be diligent in putting God and His kingdom first in our lives. Jesus told His disciples in the Sermon on the Mount, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. Paul exhorted the Christians at Corinth, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. Paul urged the Philippians, "Those things which you have both learned and received and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Philippians 4:9. Christians must follow the example of our Lord and of the men and women whose lives He endorses. Some older preachers may be tempted to think of their younger companions as their inferiors. If that idea ever entered Paul's mind, there is no record of it. He thought highly of the men who worked with him in the spreading of the gospel. He referred to Onesimus, as he had to Tychicus, as a beloved brother. Some of us preachers may be older and more experienced, but we are all in the work of the Lord together. We older preachers must not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but should think soberly as God has given to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Onesimus apparently was from Colossae. Paul tells the Colossians that he is one of you. Paul assured the Colossians that Tychicus and Onesimus would tell them how the apostle was getting along in prison. We can surely understand how they would be concerned for the apostle's welfare. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.